Shit my pants. Right here? Shit my pants, you're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow, I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now and ship it to you for free.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Hey, welcome to the program. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Did you click on this by mistake? Oh no. Oh no. On my phone, I have a feature. I have many features on my phone. This feature, if I send a message or a text on my cell phone, after I click on send, there's a little thing at the bottom of the screen that says undo with a question mark. And I have about like 3 or 4 seconds to click on that undo, and then it doesn't send. That is so indicative of my life. Ron, do you know what you just did? Oh no, I can't. You've got 3 seconds not to have done it. Oh no, I gotta click. That's my life. That's my life. Wouldn't it be great if all of us had 3 seconds to take everything back like it never happened? But what an intense 3 seconds it is. Those 3 seconds are like everything at that point. I'm always too late. By the time I can figure it out whether I want to send it or not, the time has elapsed. What it needs on my cell phone is another 3 seconds. Okay, you didn't undo in 3 seconds. You got another 3 seconds to think about that. Boy, I wasted more than 3 seconds of your life right there, didn't I? I apologize. Anyway, it's too late. You can't unclick this. Besides, if you do, you're not going to win that big prize at the end of the program. Yeah, it's a lie. The president can lie, so can I. Can you imagine trying to raise kids with Trump as president? Some of you are. Can you imagine a kid lying straight to your face, and then you say to your kid, "You just lied to me." And your child looks up at you and says, "But the president does it all the time." How do you answer that? Well, you don't answer it. You just leave the room. You say, "Oh my God, I have gas. I must go to the bathroom immediately." And then you never bring it up again because there's no way to address that. Have you clicked undo yet? Wouldn't it be amazing if you had this wild, passionate sex with your partner, and then it's over? You know, it's you're both lying back on the bed smoking a cigarette. Not that people do that anymore, but they do in the movies, so I brought it up. And you just had sex, and then on the bottom of the bed, there's a little place to click where undo. We never had sex. Undo here. Oh, the undo. I love the undo. The undo's fantastic. There's got to be undos everywhere. I love the undo. Anyway, welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam. This is the Ron Van Dam Show. I think that's all you really need to know at this point. Beyond that, anything you pick up is really inconsequential. I've been talking about myself for the past, 5 minutes, and that is so rude of me. I have completely ignored you and the fact that you're in the room. I really have, and I apologize for that. Let me just address you directly. How are you? Good to see you. Everything okay? How's the family? Is everything good? Are you feeling all right? Can I help you in any way? Not that I would if I could. Can I drive you to the airport? Can I help you move? Is there anything I can do to make you more comfortable? Would you like me to massage your feet? Would you like me to make a phone call for you and make believe I'm somebody else so you can get out of something? I'm just trying to be nice. I will do none of those things for you, but I will offer them. Then when you say, okay, Ron, you can help me move. I happen to be moving on Saturday. You can help me move. Oh, Saturday? Oh, the one day that I can't do it is the day that you choose to move. Oh, my God, what are the chances of that? All right, then, I guess I can wait until Sunday to move. Sunday? Oh, no. Oh, because Saturday, what I'm doing, I won't be recuperated till, oh, no, I can't Sunday. Oh, no, it's church on Sunday. But, Ron, you don't go to church. Oh, I do. I've been going to church since I just said this. Oh, I do. Oh, I go to church all the time. I don't even go home. I go to the church and I stay in the church. I live in the church. Well, Ron, you don't seem very religious to me. Oh, no, I am, though. It's a front I put on. I am very religious. Well, I'll tell you what, Ron, tell you what. I can call the place I'm supposed to move into and tell them there's going to be a week delay. And how about if we do it not this weekend, but you can help me move next weekend? That should work. Oh, no, next weekend? I have to help another friend move somewhere else. Oh, my God. Oh, you know, I would do anything for you, but I can't on those particular days. This sounds like you don't want to help me move. Ah, no, come on. Come on. All right, how about if you... I'll wait till Monday, then we won't get into the weekend at all. How about if you help me move on Monday? Because my arm hurts and I can't really move too well, so I really need a friend to help me out. Monday? Do you know how long it took me to get that dermatology appointment? Oh, I cannot. Look, I'd love to help you move, but it is not going to work out. As a matter of fact, I changed my mind. I don't want to do anything for you. I was just saying that. You're really a piece of crap. Undo. Mm-hmm. Hey, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for being here. If it wasn't for you, there'd be other people that would be listening. So it's not really that I need you. It's just we go back so far. I know it's the first time you're ever listening, but we go back to all the way to the back to the beginning of this show. Remember that? Like 8 minutes ago now. Do you remember that? We go far back. Do you know what I spend most of my day doing in my head? Thinking about what I'm going to do for dinner. Yeah, I do. That's pathetic, isn't it? You wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you do something like for 10 minutes, pick up the dog poop in the yard, whatever the case may be, and then you spend the rest of your day saying, what do I want for dinner? It consumes me. And I don't know. I don't know what to do about it. Anyway, that didn't go anywhere, did it? It went nowhere whatsoever. You know what's kind of sad? I'm no longer 20 years old. That ship sailed decades ago. And I'm still trying to come to terms with the fact that I'm not 20, because in my brain, I am 20. In my brain, I want to go parasailing. I want to get in a canoe and cross the Atlantic. I want to bungee jump until my nose hits the pavement and then I bounce back up on the bridge. I want to do things that 20-year-olds do. I want to walk down the center of a shopping mall and imagine all the girls that I could, you know what I'm saying? I've got the mind of a 20-year-old, but the body kept going. The mind never stopped. There are so many things I want to do and plan to do. And when it's time to do them, my body says to me very clearly, no, 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 we're not going to do that. We're not even going to get close to it. As a matter of fact, no. My body just says, look, let's come to terms. You couldn't do that if you wanted to. And even if you want to and you could, we're not going to do that. Because the body is just not, it's questionable. It's questionable. Here's an example. Oh boy, it's an example. Here we go. When I was 20, I used to not walk up the stairs. I ran up the stairs. I did 3 or 4 steps at a time with no thought whatsoever of any type of danger or consequence. I never fell down. I just ran up those stairs like I could have gone to the top of the Empire State Building in 6 or 7 seconds. I was like a gazelle. I could leap. I thought I was Superman. I just had so much agility. It was unbelievable. That's when I was 20. Now, I stand at the bottom of a flight of stairs. I look up and I say to myself, no, where's an elevator? Is there an elevator here? Excuse me, is there an elevator here? Oh, Ron, what happened to you? What happened to you? I still think I could do 3 or 4 steps at a time, but the consequences would be severe. I think I told you about 2 months ago. I do this thing on television once a week, and I was going to the studio, and there's a big flight of stairs there. There's a big flight of stairs. There's an elevator, but it's around the corner, so I don't really think about it. And I always look at those stairs, and I don't think twice about it. I really don't. And I started running up the stairs like I was 20 years old, which I'm not. Started running up the stairs, doing 2, 3, 4 steps at a time. I was doing pretty good. But halfway up the flight of stairs, I said to myself, oh, you better be careful. You better be careful. Better be. Undo. Undo. When I got to the top of the stairs, I tripped on, I'd say about 4 stairs from the top. I was 1 leap for mankind, making it to my goal, to the second floor. But I tripped on a step because I wasn't concentrating enough or something, or because I wasn't 20, and I fell up the stairs. Yeah, I fell up the stairs. I tripped, and my knees made it to the top. I tripped to get to the top. It's better than falling down the stairs, let's face it. Falling up the stairs, a lot of people don't do that. I did. It hurt for a quick second. For just a split second after I fell on my knees on the landing on the top floor, my immediate reaction was mentally, am I dead? Did I die? Did my legs come off? Did they unscrew? What? But no, I just had a little scratch on my kneecap, which went away very quickly within 7 years. Now, I don't heal as fast as I used to. When I was a kid, if I had a little cut, I'd wake up the next morning and it was an undo. I mean, I had no cut anymore. Like, wow, I'm healing like crazy here. I don't heal anymore. If I get a mark or a scratch, it's there for life. Ron, meet your new scratch. You'll be seeing it for a long time. I'm laughing, but it's not funny. And now I have this fear of going downstairs. It's not going upstairs, it's going downstairs. If I miss one step, I'm going to tumble down the stairs, and that could be it. That's why you really need to make out a will before you go downstairs. You need to have everything in its place so that they can plan the funeral. You know how many people I know who have died, literally, this isn't even funny, similar to the entire program here. I know a number of people who had died or whose spouses had died going down the stairs. They tripped, they fell down the stairs, and they died. That's probably not good. Most of the polls that they do say that people die from a heart disease. No, they die from falling downstairs. That's the number one killer. That leads me to my biggest concern right now. In this country, in the United States, people with money and power get out of everything. They avoid jail time. They hire the best lawyers. They get out of all types of circumstances. They settle cases with their money, and then they just walk away. People of power know people. They can get things fixed and taken care of and all that kind of stuff. In most cases, at least, they all believe that they are so powerful and so rich that they can just buy their way out of everything. Oh, you're going to fine me? You're going to give me a financial penalty? Fine, that doesn't bother me. I got plenty of money. Those people need to have a slap in the face, but you're not allowed to slap people anymore, apparently. Apparently, according to what I read. So these people of power and wealth, I'm always amazed when I read the news or see the news on television and somebody who is rich and powerful actually died. How's that possible? If you have that kind of power and that kind of wealth, can't you hire the best doctors in the world to keep you alive? Apparently not. I guess that's the one thing that makes us all human, that makes us all the same. Granted, if you have no money and you're poor, you'll probably die a lot sooner than the ones that have a lot of money. But the end game is the same. And that scares me. That tells me that we don't really have a way of stopping this thing. When a president dies, my immediate reaction is, oh my God, how did that happen? Well, Ron, they died of natural causes. What, there are no doctors that can stop that? When these famous people die from like a cancer of some sort, and there are hundreds of cancers that you can die from, I always remark, like, they couldn't cure that for that guy? For that famous woman, they couldn't do anything about that? That's scary. That's the scary part. If somebody rich and powerful dies from that, what are my chances here? They're not good. This is why all I do all day is think about what's for dinner, because if I didn't, this is what would happen. My mind is consumed by stuff. I've always been like that. I've always said there are two kinds of people that roam this earth. There are the people that think about everything, and there are the people that think about nothing, and there's no one in between. There's no middle class when it comes to that. Either you second guess everything, you don't trust people, you think about the end game, the scenarios, you think ahead, that's one person. The other person is, I don't know, I don't care, I just walk. If I fall down, I fall down. If there's a wall there, I'll walk into the wall, whatever. Someone comes up on me, behind me with a knife, they stab me, what am I going to do? Those are the two kinds of people, and there's nothing in between whatsoever. It's kind of the same now politically. There are Republicans who have brown all over their lip from kissing Trump's ass. There's those. And then there's the other side. There's the Democrats who believe the opposite of everything. And there's nobody in the middle. Ron, yes, there are independents. No, they're not independent. They say they're independent because they don't want to be connected to either party. They pretty much vote with one party or another as far as that's concerned. It's just a title. They just don't want to be branded anything. Oh, you're a Republican or you're a Democrat. No, I'm an independent. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you something. You're an independent? You're good. You're fine. You're good. Okay, got it. Fine. All right, I'll shut up. I won't call you names. I won't start political debates with you. You're an independent. I'll leave you alone. There's a certain, you know, that's good. That's good. If you're with one of the strict parties like Republican or Democrat, you're in for a fight everywhere. You know, hey, what are you talking about? You don't know what you're talking about. You're ruining this country. No, you're ruining this country. How about the independent? No, they're good. They're fine. They're fine. No problem there. Independents are like Switzerland. Not in the sense that they eat cheese and chocolate all the time, but in the sense that their persona is like, I'm in the middle, man. I can go either way, you know, but I'm in the middle. I'm your bisexual of political parties here. I'll do it with anybody. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. Wouldn't it be great to be bisexual? I mean, I'm not, and I don't know how I could be, but wouldn't it be great if I could be, where I'd be attracted to everybody? No limitations. Except for fat people in spandex. I don't think that's ever going to work for me. But that's not a thing. You know, that's not a thing. That's just a preference. That's just a preference. Do you like broccoli? Not too much. Okay, that's a preference. Isn't it bisexual? This must be amazing. Everybody turns you on. Wow. Go to the zoo. Look at that zebra, man. Look at the stripes on that zebra. Whoa, baby. That must be wonderful, huh? Being stimulated by everything. You know, that's like being independent. I'll do anything that's not moving. And if it's not moving, I'll do that too. Bisexual. You can wear any clothes you want. Doesn't really matter. Do I look too girly in this? Do I look too masculine in this? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter anymore. Should I wear a skirt or pants? What difference does it make? Doesn't matter. I don't know. I guess I'll never, I'm just saying. must be nice. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea. I watch TV sometimes. I'm watching these shows, and there's a phrase that they use that I don't quite understand. And the phrase is, so where do I stand with you? Where do I stand with you? Usually when there's a couple's argument, you know, go back and forth, you know, well, I didn't like you. Well, I don't like you either. I liked you when I met you. I don't like you now. You say, I don't know. We can't live together. I can't be with you anymore. Okay, well, where do I stand with you? I never understood that. Where do I stand with you? You're not going to stand anywhere with me. I just told you we're not getting along. We're not standing together at all. Well, where do I stand? Just tell me, where do I stand? All right, stand over there in the corner for like 20 minutes and don't turn around. All right, where do I sit? Sit over there in that chair. Where do I sit with you? No, you're not going to sit with me. Well, then where do I sit? In that chair. You know, we've been dating for 7 years and you haven't asked to marry me yet. You haven't proposed. I just want to know one thing, Bob. Where do I stand? Where do I stand in this relationship? Over there, as far away as possible. Near the door frame, if you would. That's where you can stand. No, that's not what I meant. I'm just telling you that's where you can stand. Then we use the phrase, you know what? You smell, you stink, you're a lousy person. I can't stand you. You can't stand me? What does that mean? You can't, I stand by my, you're not supposed to stand me. I can get up myself. No, I can't stand you. What does that mean? You're using that word in a way that doesn't make sense. It would be so much easier. You know, Marcel Marceau, are you of that generation? Do you know what I'm talking about? Are you a millennial? Marcel Marceau was the most famous pantomime guy. You know those people when you go to an outside mall or something or some type of a street gathering, they have some person and their face is all whited out, which these days is, you know, kind of a racial problem. And they're, you know, white all over their face. I don't know where that came from. And They make believe they're stuck in a box, and they use their hands, and there's no box there, but they make believe there's a box there, or they're pulling on a rope that doesn't exist, you know, and it looks like they're pulling on a rope, but there's no rope. That's a talent, I suppose. I don't know where it comes from, but it's a talent to the point where people perform this. People perform without props. They make believe they have them. This is a thing. Mimes are extremely annoying people because they don't talk. That's what we're annoyed with mimes because they stand there and make these motions like they're doing things, but they're not doing anything, and they don't talk. You know, you feel like saying, why don't you just tell me what you're doing? Make the motion that you're pulling on a rope, but then say, I'm pulling on a rope, but I don't have one, but I'm making believe I have one. You know, just say it, use your words. But we find mimes annoying because they don't talk. No. I do find mimes annoying, but not because they don't talk. I find people annoying because they do talk. It's the opposite for me. Now, if there was a guy or a girl standing there on the street performing and consistently just talking and talking and talking and talking, I would find that far more annoying than a pantomime person standing there pulling on a rope that doesn't exist and not talking. That is not a big deal to me. I can just walk by and say, I can't hear that person, therefore they don't exist. So no, if you ever complain about a mime because they just don't talk, consider the alternative. That would be horrible. It really would. You never tell a mime to shut up. That just doesn't happen.
Shut up!
It's not like they're pulling on a rope or they're stuck in a box and you would yell,
shut up!
Because they don't say anything. Can you imagine being married to a mime? Heaven. Except for that white makeup stuff. You don't have to do that. I mean, being married to a mime would be great. Of course, they'd constantly be pulling on ropes and trying to get out of boxes, but I think the payoff is better. Dear, where would you like to go to dinner? Oh, I forgot you can't talk. That's so good. I don't know. I think it might be nice. How about being married to a mime and you're bisexual? Wow. Wouldn't that be incredible? Wow.
Okay, Ron Van Dam may not be the prettiest face in radio, but come on, that voice, am I right? Ooh. You are listening to Ron Van Dam, the sexiest voice in podcasting, on New England Broadcasting.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice to say. I pay people to say these nice things about me. Although there are plenty of those little things that aren't very, very nice. They're kind of derogatory, but hey, you know. You live with the good, you live with the bad, and you live with the ugly. The good, the bad, the ugly. Boy, what a movie that turned out to be, huh? I don't remember what happened. I just remember the title. I don't know if that's pathetic or amazing. I really don't. Did you ever see The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly? No, I guess I did. I just don't remember what happened. But you remember the movie. Are you kidding me? The Good, the Bad, the Ugly? How could anybody not? Even if you're a millennial and you never heard of it, when you hear the title, you say to yourself, well, that makes sense. What makes sense? I don't know. It just makes sense. What are you talking about? Good, bad, ugly? Yeah, kind of makes sense. What? What are you talking about? Hey, this has been fun. I don't know about you. I seriously don't know about you. I'm going to be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. I hope you join me then. Until that time arrives, which could be like a whole day from now, I wish you peace. Be careful. Be careful. There's a lot of people out there. You be careful. Don't step on them by mistake. There's a lot of them out there, and they're swarming.